When, boy? When? Are you gonna get your act together?
Gross.
Oh, good God. I think he's the Antichrist. Anthony, I want to talk to you. Now listen, don't walk away from me when I'm talking to you. You get a goddamn job before sundown, or we're shipping you off to military school with a goddamn Finkelstein shit kid. Son of a bitch.
I'm gonna need someone to help me. I'm gonna need somebody's hand. I'm gonna need someone to hold me down. I'm gonna need someone to care. Son of a bitch, give me a drink. One more night, this can't be me. Son of a bitch, if I can't get clean, I'm gonna drink my life away.
What's up, Who Dat Nation, and thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol podcast. I'm your host, Jeff, and I'm not drunk tonight. I sobered up real quick after the game. You know, there's been a lot of heartbreaking losses in Saints history. I'm sure today we thought of a lot of them. It seems, though, that it's always like the most recent one always seems to be the most devastating one. And I don't know where today's loss is going to fall in the quote-unquote top 10 list of most devastating losses in Saints history. But right now, it does sting. It was gut-wrenching, I think, as Neil put it in Twitter. It left a really sour taste in a lot of people's mouths, partly because of the four turnovers, partly because the roar...
That's what he said. Oh, go ahead.
What? There you go. Partly because of the roller coaster of emotions throughout the game, partly because of the atrocious special teams play that continues to plague this team, partly because of the poor officiating at the end that controlled the outcome of the game, not to say that it's all on that, partly because of the fear that the Saints from the first four games have not actually vanished, but have the ability to reappear at any given moment, and that now it's going to be more than 1,047 days since the Saints have had a winning record. We're going to have to add at least a week to that.
At least 2 weeks.
Yeah. True. Well, we could win Thursday, get us back to 500, and then, 2 weeks.
Not above.
Feel two weeks. Add 14 to that. Anyway, put your seatbelts on, keep your hands and legs inside your earbuds at all times, and hear the show. Jason, welcome to the show. I don't know if you'll enjoy it or not. Welcome to the show. What's your number?
About a 0.5.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just came back. I had a little bit of dinner. I had one drink. Just disappointing. That's all. Just disappointing.
Yeah. And Damon, welcome to the show. How are you feeling?
I'm actually feeling great, Jeff.
Even when they lose, he can't be pissed off.
But I'm feeling great.
I'm curious to know why Damon feels great after this game, so I'm going to waste no time. Get us into game recap.
Let me start off here, and then we'll go into the game recap. Well, today, heartbreaking. Look, this is the old Saints. I mean, you know, this is the 1970s and early 80s Saints snatching defeat from the jaws of victory, you know. But besides some stupid fucking plays, Denver's a very good team, especially defensively. And we were in it, you know. Should we have won it? I mean, yeah, you take away the stupidity, we should have won. So I like the way our defense is playing. I love the way our offense is playing. You know, this is the first time that I can honestly look forward. So, okay, we're not there yet. We're not there yet. But I could be really excited about next year. Not this year.
I see where you're going there. And you're right.
So anyway,
but at the same time,
I'll say that. Now we can talk about the game. Okay. And I mean,
well, but this is part of the game recap, is kind of how the game makes you feel. I like your outlook. I think I want to adopt it, but I do need to first bitch like an idiot for the next 20 minutes.
Sure. Sure, make you feel better. And,
right.
You know, I mean, you want to start off by
I want to say things that I'm going to regret.
Well, because, look, they were 4-4. We got excited. We're like, okay, this is happening. you know, like, you just thought, we really thought we were going to win this game.
Sure, we should have won the game. Four fucking turnovers.
That's the kind of thing, you know, we always talk about certain games that you can handle losing and certain games you can't. You know, I hate the embarrassing losses where we look bad. We look stupid when we do it. This was not, well, it was, but it wasn't. But, like, this one was the turnovers. It was, like, but like you said, it's one of those games where we did everything to win except for those turnovers.
Except stupid
games. We could have won this game.
Well, right, that's the third time this has happened this season.
Right. I mean, that's.
This game,
Kansas City.
Yeah,
you know, City too.
Controlled every aspect except the turnover ratio, and that cost us.
Right. Okay. And what was it?
Controlled, really beat the Giants game and the stupid block kick.
Well.
Two kicks now. We have two kicks that were blocked and returned.
And returned.
Right. Not just
returned for points.
Right.
Yeah, so let's start at the end and work our way backwards. I mean,
I agree with that. Look, I mean, you want to rant, rave, and whatever. If Sean, and I'm probably repeating the verbatim what I said earlier, if Sean Payton does not get rid of fucking Greg McMahon, then fuck him.
Let me play devil's advocate. Not that I agree with this point of view, but just for the people who might bring it up. Why is Greg McMahon the guy to blame and not the players themselves for the execution?
Well, because it's happening so many times. Again, we talked about it last week with catching the ball, you know, before it goes out of bounds. Okay, again, I said it last week. I believe that's a coaching thing. You have to coach these players to know the rules. Sean Payton said it in his press conference about the jumping over the center. And Sean Payton said in his press conference right after the game, how you stop that? The center has to come up. Sean Payton's words. So why are we not? Why is the special teams coordinator not?
Especially when it happened to him,
having his
once
team
before.
Come
well,
up.
That's not how they blocked the other one, though.
Well, that's not how they blocked the other one. It was that was a blocking scheme on the line that happened 2 weeks in a row. But you know, in week one and two. So again, I blamed the block. Right? Why isn't the center, you know, the long snapper? Why isn't he coming up on the right? If he comes up a little bit, the linebacker or whoever they designate to jump over him. Can't, you know,
the leap, right?
Right, he can't do it. He hits him. It's a foul. You know.
Well, now the defender on the line was. It looked like he was pushing down the center and the guard, pushing them down so the other guy can go over.
Yeah, that screen
I heard
is
that
floating around.
I didn't see that, but I did.
The picture's there. I mean, it's I don't know thing. How forceful it was, but I mean, he's got his hands on it. Like it looks like he's pushing him down.
Clearly pushing him down. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have no idea if that's. I don't.
Well, and I thought, was it Payton that said something too? Like the refs, that would be something the refs would call, but in a sense, he's not even going after the ref because the refs can't. Well, the refs can't see everything. I mean, that's something
you do, and
you bank on the fact that they're not looking for that because it doesn't happen as often. They're not looking for it.
But maybe it does.
Maybe it does.
Right. I mean, they should be looking at the center because that's the most. In a kicking situation, because of the rules, the safety rules, you know, you know.
And maybe on every play, somebody's hand goes on somebody's shoulder. You know, we see the screen grab, but like Jason said, you don't know the force. If maybe his hand just kind of hit it and we just happened to catch that screen grab, we don't know. But to your point, Damon, I mean, I was hoping you'd go off on Greg McMahon and just give
Mad as
hell.
Again,
I can't take it anymore rant because it would make me feel better.
Yeah, no, well, I mean, that is what I said. It's McMahon, you know. Now, he didn't cause Michael Thomas to fucking fumble the ball.
No, Denver did that.
Three times. You know,
two
I know
fumbles, and he was involved in the first interception.
The second interception. The first one was the one to Cadet.
Oh, God, fucking Cadet.
Okay, now that one was...
Oh, now stay on one guy. No, I'm kidding.
Okay, no, that was a good play by the Denver defense. It was a play call, and the safety, as soon as it was snapped, headed toward that.
Are you talking about the pick by the end zone?
Right, by the end zone.
Yeah,
okay.
That's not Cadet's fault.
That's not Cadet's fault.
Great play by Stewart, by Denver.
Wait, it's third and two, and you're going to run a 20-yard out to Cadet?
Breeze chose to throw the ball. He has some responsibility to throw that ball, but he was – I mean, dude, the guy, I don't know if he's safety or DB, whatever, he made a good break. He made a good play.
I'm sure it was a great play they made, but
They should have ran the ball on third and two.
They should have done not that. Right, not throw it to
still
Cadet.
Not Cadet.
Really?
Oh, everybody's all over Cadet for that play. It's not Cadet's fault for that play.
No, I'm not over Cadet.
No, I'm not blaming. I hate the fact that we're putting Cadet in that spot.
Well, okay. Right.
Okay.
I do find it funny that you throw to the smallest guy on the field, height-wise, you know.
Considering the receivers we have, you're going to throw a 20-yard to Cadet. Okay,
good. Right. But that's, you know, hey, look, God knows.
Well, apparently if he'd have thrown it to Mike Thomas, he'd have fumbled it.
Right.
He didn't get his right hand yoga last night or something.
But, again, the second interception, which is the one you're talking about. Again, they call it an interception.
It wasn't, really? But,
He
made a football move. It's more of a fumble.
In the technical term, that first one, when he was being draped by the defensive back, couldn't catch the ball, it bounces up, the safety's right there.
Oh, right. The other one.
Right, he never has possession, but he does, him or the cornerback, I think it's, you know, they pop it up in the air and never hit the ground, so it's considered an interception, which, right, it's a shame that goes against Breeze. But then the other two, I mean, holy mackerel.
Ball control.
Especially, look at the first fumble, because they were up 17-10 and driving. So at this point, you had all the momentum. We had scored the two touchdowns. And you're just thinking, okay, we're going to drive down, go up 24-10, game's over.
Ingram was on the sideline talking. After his second fumble, they did cut away to the sideline where Ingram was standing over him. He was sitting on the bench. Right. And here's Ingram kind of talking to him, I guess, getting him in a hole. Hey, I've been there, buddy. It's okay. I'm like, get him away!
I wonder, during the game, did Ingram go stand by Coach Payton and say, take his ass out the game. Right. Sit him on the bench. Motherfucker, sit my ass on the bench. let's go first half, really. We did not do anything.
Oh, their first touchdown. I mean, it's a touchdown, clearly, but it's
their first drive. That's all they did.
Yeah. That's true. I mean,
In the first half. Right. They deferred. We got the ball. We went. I don't know if we went three and out.
We got one first down, but then we punted.
Right. Okay. Then they got the ball, drove down the field. Look, I was scared then. I went, uh-oh.
Right. You know, like, we're letting Trevor Siemian run down the field.
They made a nice, had a very nice drive. I was scared. And then our defense held them in check. You cannot complain about
like
our
they
team.
Did because they their drives, they had some sustained drives, didn't they? I mean,
all game they had sustained drives. They controlled the time of possession. Mm-hmm. But considering at halftime they had only scored 10 points, I thought that was a huge win for the defense. Denver had the ball for so much time in the first half.
Definitely, and remember, and they got not get to they had the ball, but they got the two turnovers in the first half also,
mm-hmm.
and only had 10 points. I was thrilled at what the defense was doing. You know, two turnovers, only 10 points.
Yeah.
And really, the one field goal came, you know, out of that 10, only the three came off a turnover. So I was happy what the defense was doing at the time.
Right.
And wondering where our offense was.
It was, in fact, yeah, here we go. And this is a game, total points allowed 25, a little higher than what it's been. But you're right. I mean, again, once again, the defense was asked to bail out the offense.
Right. Four turnovers they got stuck.
Four turnovers. Right. It's a turnover. And again, so we come out in the second half. We grab momentum. We outscore 14-0 in the third quarter. Like Jason had mentioned earlier, so Denver has the ball. I mean, come on. I mean, we know what happened. Defense stopped them, make them go for a long field goal. They missed the field goal. Come away with no points.
Field goal.
And like Jason said, no, they missed the field goal, that first one. Before they missed it.
I heard what you did, Jeff.
And we said, I'm thinking, man, we'll go down. We're going to put a touchdown on them. It's going to be 24-10. This game's over, you know. And then that's when we get the fumble, you know. Mm-hmm. And could it really have been any – just went right into the guy's – I mean, he just threw it to him.
It's the ball bouncing. We got good bounces and went our way for the last, you know, four out of the last five games, and now we're paying. It's like back to, oh yeah, you thought you were special? No.
Yeah, I mean, just heartbreaking. The defense, you know, then they go down and get a touchdown, which you can't blame the defense.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, look, this is the 85 Bears, okay? you know, so you're tied up and you figure, all right, we're going to go down there and, all right, we'll score. You know, we'll score. I mean, we're moving the ball. We're looking good. And then a fumble.
Son of a bitch! Give me a drink. One of the night. This can't be me. Son of a bitch! If I can't get clean, I'm going to drink my night away.
I don't know. I mean, again, I'm not blaming on the refs. I'm not blaming. It was bad execution by the offense. It was the turnovers.
Yeah. Four turnovers and more bad special teams.
Right. Right.
That's your key. The key, right. Keys to the loss.
It killed them. Two out of three, we lost. Defense, I'd give a passing grade. The two out of three, we lost.
Yep.
Offense, we scored in the turnovers, but the offense did up points, scored touchdowns.
Yeah. But again, to your points is, as long as we can control ball security, I have confidence we can beat every team in front of us. I think that this team can play; they have the potential to play good enough to win out. I'm not saying they will. All right, don't confuse that. But the offense is clearly good enough to put 35, 40 on anybody if they don't turn the ball over.
Can't play sloppy.
Right. The defense is clearly good enough to hold them. If the offense is pumping and churning, the defense is clearly good enough to stop the other team from catching up. If it's a standard game that's played, you know, no anomalies like four turnovers.
Right. Ugh.
Well, but you make a good point. Right. If we don't have those four turnovers, I say we get, you know, that stopped four drives, obviously, you know. My God, we could have at least gotten seven more points.
Yep.
You know, you would think. It's just fucking turnovers, fucking turnovers, fucking turnovers. And we were still in the fucking game. We should have been taking the fucking lead and special teams, you know. And again, maybe the defensive tackle pulled the center down. I can't. I mean, that has
but
to
it
be
never should have come to that.
At the least.
Right, exactly.
No.
Well, how about the fact that we didn't even mention it, the fact that he clearly stepped out of bounds.
Oh.
I mean, come on. Clearly he was out of bounds. Clearly he was out of bounds.
Green grabs out there. I don't know what the refs are looking at. Somebody did tweet. I was going to save it for look at him tweets. But somebody did tweet, funny how the week that Drew Brees and Zach Strief, call out Roger Goodell, and then here we get this shit on the stepping out of bounds. Yeah, no, I didn't see anything.
No, they called out Goodell. That was over a week ago.
Well, it's been a couple, but it was funny.
But no, and look, if they do determine that he stepped out of bounds, look, that's after a touchdown. We kick off to him. They don't get the ball at that spot.
Right,
I heard
right.
People talking that, and no, they don't get the ball at the spot.
Now, I mean, look, they still could have
right,
driven
that's
down.
Overtime.
And kicked the field goal, right? There was a minute 30.
And beat us,
33
but
left.
But you have a chance.
Or perhaps we stop them and we go into overtime. You know?
Ugh.
Right. So many. Right. The timeline splinters. But the fact is that he stepped out of bounds. I mean, come on. That's why I almost would love to put that picture in front of people who didn't watch the game, who are not Saints fans or Denver fans. Just put it in front of some objective person and say, "Is that foot out of bounds?"
A billion-dollar organization in the NFL can't have cameras down the sidelines?
Well, they all. But he has white shoes, and the
stop it.
And the sideline is white. They couldn't tell. I mean, that's the official. So they didn't have enough to change the...
Now, what's going to happen is the NFL is going to issue an apology and something tomorrow. It ain't going to change the outcome of the game, but they're...
No, right.
He was out of bounds. Sorry. Our bad. And that's what's
and that's the problem. They'll send out a letter like, it doesn't matter. Game's decided. Can't change anything. Yeah, we fucked you. Sorry.
Right.
Sorry.
Sorry. I wonder how many of those letters Sean Payton's got. He's got a big one. on a stone tablet. Sorry about 2013. Our bad.
Right. We are sorry.
What, Minnesota was doing it too?
Oh, everyone was doing it? Yeah, oh, sorry, Sean. Fuck. Yeah. All right, anything left on the game before we move on?
I'll talk about this.
We will talk more about the game and look at him tweets.
The fact that there were so many Broncos fans there.
Yes, thank you. That is what I was ready to talk about.
So, I mean, that's three games now this year. The Raiders, Seattle, and Broncos. I can't ever remember seeing that many opposing fans at a game in the Dome.
No. Again, we know how long I've been going to the games. Never. Even at our worst, under Mike Ditka, going 3-13, I've never seen this many opposing fans. Dude, it sounded like we were in Denver. I mean, this was, you know, the Superdome in Mile High,
Especially, you know, towards the end when Saints were driving. And
right, yeah, you could hear them. Yeah, could you hear them, their defense chants?
No, I didn't hear their defense chants, but the two things I noticed on, you know, from watching on TV, number one, there seemed to be as much orange as there was black. I mean, it looked almost 50-50.
Well, I think it was where the camera...
Right. Sure, and that's fine,
it's
whatever.
In the lower bowl.
But
point, I mean, but tell you what,
the point is, I've
noticed it more in our stands than I've ever noticed the away team. Like, more than I noticed the Oakland game, because obviously everybody's wearing black. More than I
mean, the orange does kind of stick out.
Yeah, and the crowd, I didn't hear the chanting of defense, but I heard, like, when certain things happened, it was way too loud. People were way too happy in the Superdome for when things happened to Denver. You know, like, when they ruling on the field stands, he was not out of bounds, it sounded like they're at a home game. You know? I don't know if Saints fans left by then.
There were a lot of Denver fans on the upper level.
No, on
the other sideline. There were a lot down low, but then a lot up top. They were just there.
Right. But Jeff, to your point, you know, fans stayed the entire game. Saints fan did not leave. There were just a lot of Denver fans. A lot of people. I don't know if it's Saints fans giving away the tickets.
It's Saints fans selling.
I don't know many of them that were in the lower bowl.
Saints fans selling their tickets.
But wait a second. I mean, aren't the season tickets sold to ticket brokers?
No, they're sold to people. But, like, let's say, I think there's a lot of people that, okay, you know, they sit in the club level or whatever, but at some point they might have, like, six seats up in the terrace just to have, that they've had since, you know, 06 or whenever, since we got good, and they figure, well, I'm never going to get rid of them. You just keep those and sell them. So that's what people are doing.
And probably in the first part of this decade, or the good years, it was other Saints fans that were buying them. It was, you know, it was other Saints fans buying them. Now other Saints fans aren't looking for them to buy them, so the Denver fans or the opposing fans can gobble them up. I think the opposing fans of all these, you know, 06, 07, 08, 09, opposing fans probably have always been looking for them. They just couldn't get them because the Saints fans beat them to it for whatever reason, you know, whatever. Now there's no competition for them, so more of them are getting access to the tickets. I don't know that there's any, like, it's not like suddenly more Denver fans are trying to come to a New Orleans game. But, like, to your point, Jason, you texted us, New Orleans is a destination game for a lot of fans of, like, other teams.
Especially AFC, you only come here once every 8 years.
Right.
And look, that's what I did. I went to two AFC West cities because we're not going to play them for 8 years.
Right. You just got 50% of that division knocked out in 1 year.
Man, we went 1-3 against that division. The AFC West, 1-3. Our only win was San Diego.
Yeah.
And look, I get it. New Orleans is a great city to come to, but I just hate it, man.
Well,
it's terrible. Well, again, I've never seen this in my entire almost whatever it is. In almost 27 years going to games. Not this bad.
And there's nothing you can do. You can't make these people give up their tickets because they're selling them. They own them and they can do what they want. That's just what they're choosing to do right now.
Fuck you. I do what I want.
All right. Let's get into look at him tweets. All All right, so it's going to be game related. So even though we're not in game recap, we're probably going to still be talking game recap stuff. So Zeno tweeted, and people saying because of the turnovers, we didn't deserve to win. Bullshit. We fought back and deserved to win. It was stolen, or we deserved at least an overtime.
Yeah, it wasn't stolen.
But whatever. Fuck this shit.
It was brutal at the end. I mean,
it was brutal. And
when
Drescher
caught the touchdown, what was that like? That experience. In the
It was great.
Like, we just won this fucking game.
Well, I was worried. I was like, man, there's a lot of time left.
Right. We were only going to be up by one with a minute 33 left, you know, when they have a hell of a kicker that can make him that 50 yarder he hit. Would have been good from 70.
Yeah, it was up there.
I mean, it went, you know, high up between the bars. So what Jason just said, even though we had just gone up by one, I was still like, oh God, the defense really has to not give up a goddamn yard. But we never got to see that because, you know.
Yeah.
Ah, yes. All
right, next tweet coming in from Whore Islander saying, what happens first? The Saints get over 500 or Mark Ingram gets 1,000 yards for the season? Oof. And this could go into next year probably, you know, 2 years from now.
Well, he didn't do bad today. His yards per touch were pretty good.
Yeah, he didn't get a lot of carries, at least in the first half. I mean, Hightower really got a lot of work early. Right.
I mean, Ingram had 11 carries. Hightower had 8 carries. Ingram had 50 yards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right. So just a little under 5 yards to carry. You can't bitch about what he did. Again, he's not going to get the touches to, you know.
Right. And I think
really
that's the point of
yards.
I think that's the point of Horror Islanders
question is
neither of those things are likely to happen. And it's not Ingram's fault. Right. It's the way he's utilized.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, right. The way this offense is run, you're not going to get a back with 1,000 yards. What's most important for our backs is the yards per carry. And all backs, don't get me wrong. But it's yards per carry. As long as they're getting, you know, 4 and some change per carry, that's what we want. That's what we need. You know, that's how we utilize them. They're secondary to our passing game.
All right, next one. Two tweets. This first one's from Neil. I'm only going to read it because, surprisingly, he's wrong. Because I thought he was going to be the same. Prediction, Damon's going to be a 9 on the outrage scale tonight. And you're, surprisingly, the voice of reason.
Yeah. Well, I get it.
I would have thought, Jason would have been the calmer voice, and you would have been mad.
No. It's been a good week, you know? You have to... I'm still celebrating. It's a good week. Everything is all right with the world. The world makes sense. The world makes sense again and about to be put back in place. So I'm just happy.
Oh, that's what he is. Jamin's high. He's still riding high. All right. Next one comes from Wheels. Shit-talking Denver fans just apologized to me at the hotel for the refs missing the call on the return. As y'all know, Wheels works at a hotel, and he was doing the Denver fan count Friday night and kind of talking shit to fans, and that was another thing he tweeted Friday night. He was like, I told him, you know, we have Drew Brees, we have a great quarterback, and they were like, yeah, but your defense is shit. And he's like, yeah, touche. But I don't know that the defense is shit, Wheels. You don't take that anymore.
No. I mean, dude, how many – they had, what, 6 sacks today?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, wow, my God. How did we forget that? Dude, the pressure. We're getting pressure.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Again, I'll go back to what I said. I saw a lot of good things by our defense. I don't know. I think Denver's offense is pretty shitty.
Yeah, their line's not great.
Right, and their quarterback is.
And yeah, I actually saw somebody with a Trevor Siemian jersey. I couldn't believe he actually got
goodness.
That.
Was it Jeff? but look, we beat Seattle last week. I think they're 5-2 or 6-2 or whoever.
5-2-1, yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
I get. Well, the defense...
I would say too. All right, so who we lost to? All right, take a look at who we lost to. We lost to Denver. They're 7-3 now. Who else we lost to? We lost to
Atlanta. Atlanta.
Giants. Atlanta.
Atlanta 6-4. The Giants are 5-3.
Right.
I mean, the teams we lost to are better record-wise. I mean, it's a little bit easier pill to swallow.
No, not really. It's still loss.
No, it's still loss. And again,
never mind.
We have to clean
up. I get where you're going, but...
Right. Still... Look, there's stuff that the coaches have to clean up. The defense finally, you know, since what, 2012, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. My God, 5 fucking years. Has been historically bad. Our defense is no longer historically bad. We have a defense who can stop people. Yep. We have a defense who can get pressure without bringing.
I gotta
you
say,
know,
Bill
house.
Johnson gets a shout out. Bill Johnson, you got your defensive line doing some things.
Did someone say Bill Brasky?
Because well, we got fucking Rankins back, and Rankins looks
right.
Legit.
Now, I did not like several times during the game when it was third and long. I understand the mentality, but doesn't mean I have to like it, of rushing everybody and letting them throw an 8-yard pass for a first down. I understand they wanted to get through, rattle the quarterback. I think that those all-out blitzes, that's what cost us the game in 2011 in San Francisco. I kind of felt like we were going to do something stupid to lose it. I swear to God, Jason, I'm sitting in this stand, and we're all happy because, right, the Cooks' last touchdown. Some of y'all newer fans who come along after 2006 in the Peyton era and you're a little younger used to find, like I said, great ways to snatch defeat out of the jaws of victory. And
right. I mean, how does no? I mean, somebody has to bring it up.
Man, right. He's not a stupid man. There have been problems with special teams. Right.
Remember when extra points were easy?
Well, one thing, we can get back to talk what about them tweets, whatever the fuck it is, in a second. How about Drew Brees saved the touchdown?
Sure did. You know,
after one of those, just God, if he could continue to play like this for the next 2 years, we will contender again.
Just not this year.
Not this year.
Although, hey, 10-6 still in play. if he fires McMahon this week, we definitely have a shot.
If we fire McMahon this week, then we're going to the Super Bowl, okay?
Well, they
did it, Sean. What are you waiting for?
This year.
Wheels did tweet that special teams has cost us 3 games this year.
I believe that.
Yeah.
And you think about how close all of our games have been. Those close games, it's special teams is a big part of that.
Yeah, stupid mistakes.
Saints Fan UK did tweet, what on earth? These things only seem to happen to us. I would say us and the Cleveland Browns.
Cleveland
just doesn't have any talent.
Well, apparently in Jacksonville, did y'all see the interception the Jacksonville quarterback threw? Like he bounced off of somebody's foot. That he threw it to the receiver, bounced off the receiver's foot and into the Texans' hands.
You have more tweets.
There's some cadet bashing from earlier in the game.
I don't think there should be cadet bashing.
Yeah.
Something that Atlanta lost to Philly.
And Carolina lost.
Somebody did ask us for a special. Could we at least take some time to point and laugh at the Falcons?
You are such a dick, Scott.
You're a dick.
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 Yes, we can.
So let's do a special, because it makes us feel better. Fuck the Falcons segment.
Fuck living, fuck dying, fuck laughing, fuck trying, fuck cursing, but mostly fuck you. Fuck love, hate, and friends, fuck following trends, fuck this song, can't wait till it ends. Fuck everything, but fuck you the most, fuck everyone, but fuck you the most, with a big rusty pole or a splintering post, yeah, fuck you the most, fuck you.
Okay, no, I did not get to watch the game.
But son of a bitch, if we'd have won.
Well, that's the thing, right? If we'd have won,
they'd be six and four.
Would be five.
Right, and it really would make that last game, you know, that last game of the year, mean so much. But we got
a little light stretch coming up. We still got Tampa twice.
Right, but yeah, Tampa's not playing bad. They're opportunity today to really make some separation between at least us and Tampa, and you know, like you said, make that game up on. Atlanta, where they would have only been half game up, but we did not capitalize. Yes, but anytime Atlanta loses, it is, you know, fuck them. Let them get into the playoffs and lose the first round.
As is, of course, the tradition.
Or Tampa Bay might win the division.
Yeah, hey. Remember when we did that thing where we figured the Saints would go 10-6? I don't know if we're beating Tampa the way we thought we were.
Sure we are. 10-6 is still in play.
All right. Season's not over.
I'm not quite as enthused about it right now, but it's still in play.
Well, you're kind of skating on the edge right now. You only got
well,
two
I mean, look, like, look, like we said, if they don't make mistakes, they can beat any team.
You're right.
That's it.
Well, you're right. And that's it. Denver's a good team. Seattle's a good team. We beat Seattle. We were in it the entire time with Denver. We need to clean shit up.
Well, I think like I you know. Said, Damon, it's if it doesn't give you hope for this year, it's hope for next year. I mean, it is it's a young defense. It's a new system, a new defensive coordinator, playing really good already. And the offense, I mean, dude, offense is there. It's there. Zach Strief playing his best football he's ever played, according to everybody else. And I don't know shit about how they play offensive line, but apparently everybody's impressed by Zach Strief. He was ranked one of the top offensive...
Yeah, well, yeah, Pro Football Focus or whatever.
Yeah. So again, God forbid we can keep this offense doing this for the next few... And even though my Thomas had these problems today, people have started taking notice of Snead, Thomas, and Cooks.
Yeah.
You know, we might have... I know it's hard to swallow after today. That's what she said. But, you know, we might have the, you know, some of the best young receivers in the league. And yes, Michael Thomas, we still love you. We just like to kick you in the balls right now.
Uh-huh.
And they all, look, but Jason or Jeff just said earlier, you know, look, everybody has these games. There's been games that Drew Brees has thrown 4 interceptions. And it's no one's fault but fucking Brees's.
Did you just say breezes?
No. When you look at, I think it was Calvin Johnson, even Jerry Rice, you know, these top receivers, A.J. Green, in their first year, their rookie year, like the number of catches that Michael Thomas has coming into today's game was higher than every one of theirs. So he's keeping company as far as catch. Now, yards is higher for some of the other guys, but number of catches.
I mean, that's not even comparing oranges to oranges, because when Jerry Rice came out in '84, you know, it was not a pass centric league like it is now.
That's fine.
It was a lot more running.
Fair enough.
So he did not have the, you know, and even when Megatron came out, 16 years ago? I mean, we started, you know, that was the beginning of this pass heavy NFL.
Okay.
But Thomas is still doing good. He had a bad game. I'm sure he feels like shit right now. Cause he let the team down. He'll be fine.
Yeah. That's my fear. I just don't want this to get in his head.
Oh, I don't think it will
come back out next week and hold on to that ball like nobody's business.
Right. Like Peyton said it and Brees said it. Short week. They got to put this game behind them tonight, kind of like we are. You know?
Yeah.
Put the game behind you.
Honestly,
get ready to.
After this show, I think it is behind me. I feel a lot better after talking about it.
Sure.
Because it wasn't as bad. And when they look at film, they're going to see some, you know, what they need to see, and they'll adjust. Yeah. All right, good for them.
Yeah.
I'll
go back to what makes me feel the worst, and what Jason alluded to earlier. Just all the fucking opposing fans in the fucking stadium. That makes me a lot angrier than Thomas's 4 touchdowns.
Yeah.
If I had to pick between the two, I would take all Saints fans in the Superdome every game and spot the other team 4 fucking turnovers.
Oh, well, there you go. All right, let's move into pick'ems.
Fall like the rest. Your failure is my success. It's all about control. We make it. I will deliver the pain. You can't take it. I'm in control.
So technically, pick'ems are still incomplete. We've got Seattle and New England going right now. Seattle is currently up 12-7. The second quarter.
With a 7.5 point.
we all took New England. And 7.5. So
well, this game isn't over. That's kind of stupid.
We should take Seattle. So outside of those, Carolina and KC was a push. Carolina. Oh no, I take that back. Kansas City won.
Yep.
That's right. So, Jeff, you actually picked Carolina. Damon and I picked Kansas City.
I sure did.
All right. And that was the only separation that we had.
Well, no, actually, Damon, you were the only one to take Tampa. I changed mine.
Y'all took Chicago? What are y'all doing?
Yeah, I just took the Bears because I wanted to be different from you because we had matched.
Okay. Then why did Jeff take the Bears?
Because I'm an idiot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, technically, Damon, you're 4-0 with tonight's game still in the balance. I went 3-1 with tonight's game in the balance. Jeff, you went 1-3.
Yeah.
Oh-hoo!
So, we'll update the big picture after the game is over, and I'll post it to Twitter.
Okay. All right. Now, moving on to, can't believe it's already week 11 of the NFL. I think this might be a first. I couldn't find a shitty game of the week.
Oh,
so
yep, shitty.
So there will be no shitty game of the week.
It's shit free.
Really? Okay.
So
what is Jacksonville on a bye? Cleveland's on a bye.
Cleveland's not playing.
No, Cleveland's playing a really good team. Like,
but their shittiness as a single team doesn't drag
Green,
the other team.
Green,
no.
Green Bay isn't playing.
Hey, Atlanta's not
I
playing.
Love,
you don't want to just throw Atlanta. Don't, I thought we always said that Atlanta was always be like the default shitty if we couldn't find a shitty.
I love that Green Bay is losing. I love they're losing their shit. I love they're calling out the quarterback. I've never liked Aaron Rodgers. I've never thought that he should be in the conversation with Brady, Breeze, and Manning. He had a couple of good years.
Good.
And the last two has been shit, and he's shitting himself now. Not like Matt Ryan shits himself, because Matt Ryan literally
that's literal,
shits himself.
Right.
Yeah, you know. I couldn't sit there in the dome, and every time they kept showing that Tennessee score, like I couldn't believe it.
Oh.
I was like, dude, Tennessee is putting it on them.
But I love it.
Dude, McCarthy could be fired.
Excellent.
I know he's so anyway,
go ahead. That'd be the worst move they could do. I hope they fire him.
All right, moving on to this week's games. The first game is the aforementioned Tennessee Titans coming off that big win against the Packers at home. At the Indianapolis Colts. The Colts were on a bye this week. This is a noon game. And the Colts are favored by 3 at home.
I'm going to take the Colts because, number one, I think Tennessee is not going to be able to handle the fact that they won like they did against Green Bay. And the Colts are coming off the bye, as you said. They have more time to prepare.
Oh, and I think teams coming off the bye have done pretty well this week. I was going to take Tennessee, but I will take Indianapolis.
I'll take Tennessee.
Probably a smart move since I took Indianapolis.
Yeah, that was also. But I'll take Indy. I'll take Indy. And yeah. They're at home, right? They're at home.
Yeah.
Getting Indy's three.
Damon's still fingering the lingering effects of Peyton Manning having played for Indy.
The fingering effects. all right, our next game: the Green Bay Packers coming off the against the
Damon, you set up Pickhams perfectly tonight.
At the Washington Redskins, Washington beat Minnesota today, so that was Minnesota's fourth straight loss today. This game is in D.C., and the Redskins are favored by 3.
I will take the Redskins.
I don't think it's that easy.
I'll take Green Bay.
Yeah, I think I got to go with Green Bay on this one.
Well, look, if Green Bay loses this game, I think McCarthy will get fired.
Look, Tennessee is not a good team. It was not an accident that they didn't accidentally win.
Tennessee's a 5-win team too. After today,
who are you taking, Jeff?
I'm gonna take Green Bay. They gotta bounce back at some point and win a game.
Okay.
Next game: Miami Dolphins at the Los Angeles Rams. Dolphins coming off a win against the Chargers today. Phillip Rivers throwing a pick 6 near the end of the game to break a scoreless tie with like a minute left.
Who did? No.
At the Rams, who today the Rams beat the Jets 9-6.
Poor Jets.
Thank God the Rams have a defense.
I don't know if Jared Goff might be starting next week. We'll see. This game is in LA, and the Rams are favored by 1.
The Rams by 1, huh?
I'll go first. I'll go Miami.
Miami has been playing real well.
They're running back. I know they're flying all the way to the East Coast, but...
Yeah.
I'm going to take Miami with you.
Yeah, I'm going to take Miami also.
All right, next game, Buffalo at Cincinnati. Buffalo's on a bye this week, coming off that Monday night loss to Seattle. Cincinnati is playing tomorrow night against the Giants. This game is in Cincy, and they're favored by 4.
Cincy's favored by 4? Shit.
Favored by 4.
That's high. I was going to take Cincy, but how's the old Ryan Brothers defense doing over there in Buffalo? I heard it was kind of falling apart for a minute there. The last few games, they...
I have no idea what their defense looked like.
I mean, they're on a 3-game losing streak, so that's
not like, I think they started 0-2, then won their next 4, then lost their next 3.
Yeah.
They're going streaking.
4 points. I'm going to take Cincy, since they're home.
I'm also going to take the Bengals.
Yeah. I'll take Cincinnati also.
All right, game number 5. Arizona Cardinals coming off a tight win against the 49ers today. At the Minnesota Vikings, who have lost 4 in a row.
Oh, God.
That once promising start, 5-0, they're the talk of the league, and then, nope, 4 losses later.
Wow. This is a tough game to pick.
Yeah.
And it's a pick'em.
Wow.
Even it's a pick'em.
And they have a losing record, I believe.
Yeah, they haven't been playing
they're
well.
They're 500. They're 4-4-1.
Oh, okay.
And today's was their first win since, I mean, what, did they tie last week, or were they the first tie?
They tied a couple weeks ago.
Tie.
Games in Minnesota.
All right, they're 3-1-1 in their last 5 games. And you said Minnesota is
lost their last 4.
4 in their last 5 games. It's a pick 'em. I'm going to go with Arizona.
I think I'm going to go with Arizona.
I mean, the wheels have really fallen off of Minnesota, hasn't it?
Really feeling the effects, the loss of Adrian Peterson.
Yeah. And losing North Turner did not help them.
That's
whatever
weird
you
for
think
him
about
for him
the
to
man.
Just, for him to just quit, like
the man was a yeah. The man, yeah. I'm gonna go Arizona. Also, I mean, yeah, Minnesota. Yes, yeah. I mean, you want to believe in that 5-0 Arizona, but that I mean Minnesota, but that's not them anymore. Yeah, I got to take Arizona. Damn.
Alrighty, that takes you care of your pick'ems. Don't forget to tweet your picks before Sunday's games. We don't have Thursday games in pick'ems, so you're safe. And once I like it on Twitter, then I have logged it. But as long as you tweet it before the game start, whether I like it or not, it counts. Hashtag pick'ems. Now let's move into Saints preview.
All right, short week going up against the division rival Panthers, who
beat them once,
and you know they got beat again today by Kansas City, who, as we all personally know, is a pretty good team. So look, you know, I think we can. It's a short week. I hate short weeks having to go on the road. He says week 11. I think only three away teams have won this year on Thursday night. So the home team definitely has an advantage.
They do. Now, the Saints did beat Carolina on a Thursday night in Carolina a couple of years ago.
Did we? Okay.
2014, I think.
Really?
I'm
that's
pretty
surprising.
Sure.
Not 13?
No, I think it was 14. It was when, you know, when we really had a chance to win the division going like 7-8.
Oh, yeah.
It was that year.
Okay. Look, we know this team. Should be no surprises. I hope we don't play down to our opponent because, you know, we played up the last 2 weeks. Even though today's outcome isn't what we wanted, we can definitely beat this team. Our defense is playing better. When we played last time, I do not believe we had Bro or Rankins.
We didn't. Now, Bro doesn't look like himself.
No, he doesn't. Do you think that gets a little rough?
Maybe he's being a little tentative. Maybe he's not quite 100%.
Right.
But
right.
He definitely isn't playing.
Well, look, last week he had a snap count, which I think was only 20 plays. And he played a full game today. I don't remember him not being out there. So,
no.
Has to improve every game. Like you said, get his feet back under him. Maybe our pass. We got the Newton last time.
Yeah. Yeah, we hit him.
And again, we didn't have Rankin, so I am excited. Again, I'm excited what our defensive line was doing. So, obviously, I mean, I think we're going to win. It's going to be a tough game, again, coming off of something so short. Both teams coming off of losses, so they're going to really want to.
Both teams are desperate.
Yeah, have a better showing.
No, I mean, look, Carolina's now got, what, 6 losses? They 3-6? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is it for them.
Right.
I mean, if they lose this game, I mean, not that their season's not over already, but if they lose this game, their season's done. So, right. They're going to be desperate. Definitely hate the short. I fucking hate Thursday Night Football.
Yeah, I hate the short week. But look, I mean, we have 5 losses, so if we lose, we'll have 6, you know.
Yeah, like it's...
If they win, we'll have an equal record.
Desperation game.
So for this season, you're right. I mean, this is kind of it for both teams if you want to have any sort of playoff aspirations. They want. I know Carolina had won the last previous 2 games coming into today. Yeah, again, we're not there yet, folks. We're not there yet. But we're getting there. I think this will definitely be a competitive game. Neither side is going to blow the other out. And just hope we make less mistakes than they do.
That's it. Don't fucking turn the ball over.
That would be nice.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Again, we were +4 coming into today. I know we had 4 turnovers. I think they had 2. So now we're just +2 for the season.
Yeah, I mean, at least we got the 2, you know, 2 turnovers back. Good interception by Vaccaro, who it looks like we may not have for 4 weeks.
Oh, but yeah.
We didn't talk about that, the suspension.
Right. No, I don't know.
They're waiting on his B sample. They say Adderall. It's not Adderall. It's bullshit. Because if you have a prescription for Adderall, then it wouldn't count against, it would be a failed test.
You're sure of that?
Yeah. Yeah, it wouldn't be a failed
test. That is the NFL rule, that if you have
a prescription for it, it's okay.
Okay.
So that's why I don't think it's Adderall, because if it was, he could get a prescription.
Well, why would he be taking it if he didn't have a prescription?
Because he took something else. He didn't. It's not Adderall. He could say Adderall. It's not Adderall that he got.
Okay.
That's what I think.
He came out and said it was for Adderall.
Right. Or, report from somewhere. Peyton said he just found out about it the other day, or like it kind of got leaked before Peyton even found out about it. Vaccaro's.
All right. Score predictions?
Low scoring.
Yes.
Well, it's a Thursday night game.
Although, I don't know. Atlanta and Tampa have scored a lot of points on Thursday night.
How's old Carolina's defense doing lately?
A little better. They did lose today, thankfully.
I'll go first. I'll say 27-20, New Orleans.
I'm going to go 31-25, New Orleans.
24-21. I'm going to go with the Panthers.
Ooh.
Really?
Thursday night, man.
Mr. Reeler's
over there. Yeah,
hey, they played.
But they played 2 today. Both teams
right,
coming off
it,
a 4
Yeah,
game.
But they're at home. They don't have to travel. Right.
It's a lot bigger disadvantage for the road team on Thursday.
100%.
But we play relatively well in Carolina, don't we?
We do. We do. I'll give them that.
Final thoughts. Jason.
Pelicans won a game.
They did. They still stink, but they did win a game.
Doug did tweet us. He said, you know how Pelicans fans don't sit down until they score? How about you guys don't talk about them until they win a game? So I think it was Doug that tweeted that. So now we can talk about them.
Yeah, they did win a game. Although,
please don't talk about him.
No. Gentry seat might be a little hot right now.
Oh, you think so, Doctor?
I mean, I went to the Lakers game last night, and the Lakers have more young talent, but man, some of the coaching decisions just didn't make any sense. I mean, we were stuck with Frazier guarding their 6'7" small forward, and I don't know.
I don't remember who, but I remember when Gentry was announced. There were some people on the podcast against it.
Oh, you
and there were some people for it. I can't remember. It's been so long ago. And some people were for it and some were against it.
Was there a bet made or no? I don't think,
no, I don't think there was any.
I don't know what bet could have been.
Either a steak bet.
They don't win a game to January every year. I mean,
I don't know, steak dinner, or maybe somebody ate a hat or something.
But anyway, somebody didn't like the pick. Someone loved the pick.
I didn't love the pick. I didn't love
very it. Happy. Well, can you? Are you ready to say?
Well,
that
no.
You
remember,
were wrong?
Remember. Look, I didn't think Monty deserved to be fired.
Well, you were wrong there too. I mean, you were wrong there also.
When they fired, well, obviously, maybe now, maybe he shouldn't have been fired.
No, he was still.
No, he still deserved. Just because Gentry sucks doesn't mean Monty should have stayed.
Right. Just because Gentry was the wrong pick.
A doesn't always equal B.
Right, and look, he's a real nice man, and I wish him well, but he had a record in New Jersey already, you know, that showed you nothing. So I don't know why we believed.
And you're giving him an amazing player.
Right, that he was going to be, you know, whoever needs to go, I tell you.
Although I do agree with his comments that AD needs to contribute. I mean, and I'm not to say that he's not, or I don't know, but I do think.
Yeah, you can just stop there.
Hold
on.
If his comments are that he needs to contribute more than just shooting shots, like he needs, especially at the end of the game, like he needs to be a complete player on why they weren't giving him the ball at the end of one of the games that they lost, and everybody was like, why wouldn't you just feed it to him and let him shoot? And his whole response was because he needs to. And I'm not saying I agree, like that's the time to demonstrate that. But the fact to say, yeah, if he doesn't feel like AD is doing anything other than being a shooter, you're right, you're not going to win. He has to be a complete player.
Part of the problem when he installed this offense, they allowed Davis to go out and shoot three-pointers. I don't want fucking Anthony Davis shooting a three-pointer.
No, that's not his.
I want him to stay. I want him to stay in the paint. And last year,
you got to be Steph Curry. Got to be Steph Curry.
They brought him outside and he started shooting threes. I'm like, that's so stupid.
Right,
and that falls on the coaching staff. All-time player, and you're going to bring him out to three-point line.
A once-in-a-lifetime player, no doubt.
I mean, the defense still stinks. At least looks like Drew Holiday will be back Friday.
Oh well, good, good. I hope his wife's doing. His wife's doing.
Yeah,
better.
So obviously that means his wife's doing well. Which
excellent.
Is,
good, yeah, good for that. Good. Prayers going out to them. That's but cool. Perhaps that Dell and Gentry will be gone.
Yeah, I mean Dell Demps is just.
All right, Damon. Final thought.
Well, we had a very historic week in the United States.
And that podcast, well.
That episode was on the other day, and I saw the whole thing.
And my goodness, I'm so glad it's over. I think we're all relieved that it's over. And America has made its choice, and we've made a direction we want to go in. And I think we all need to come together and get behind our president-elect, Trump. Wish him well, you know. Like I heard, I'll say this. I got this from Howard Stern and other people, you know. He is our president. He will be our president. We want him to be successful because as long as he's successful, then it's good for all of us.
And that podcast, well.
I think some of this divisive thing that he said during the election was, was to win. What He is a carnival barker. You know, that's what he is. You know, he's a.
You never get the. Like, whoever is president, Obama, Bush, Clinton, Bush, Reagan, you never have had the campaign person end up being the president person. So that's not a fear that people should have, I feel like. The guy who ran is not the guy who's going to run the office.
Well,
you see what I mean by that?
You're correct. I disagree with you on Obama. I think he was the man who ran. He you know. Well, that'll anyway,
be, but yeah,
Trump is our president now. Trump is he is a smart man. I believe he will run the office of president as he runs a business as a CEO. Which is really what a president is, or any high rank, a governor, even a sheriff. You know, they're more of a CEO than nowadays. Right, I mean, even a little town like
District Attorney, they run the office. Yeah,
right. A little town like La Place, sheriff's office has 250 employees. I mean,
right. The sheriff doesn't get out there and shoot bullet, gun.
Right, exactly. So anyway, so
a vote for Trump. I don't feel like that's what that was a vote for. What I really feel like it was a vote for, and why the Electoral College voted Trump in, was more a doesn't like politically correctness going smashing through the left side of the clock. doesn't like politics. The same. I mean, think about it. You want to talk about Clinton family and the Bush family? I mean, aside from Obama, what is that? What 20 years?
Since 1988.
Since 88, and even then, Bush was vice president. You're right.
Since 1981.
Since 1981. It's the same people running our country. And guess what? If you're not happy with where the country is, why would you right. America said it wasn't about what I feel like the left is trying to make it about. It wasn't about a war on these people. It was about a war on Washington politics and saying, I don't want that.
You're right. And you saw it on both sides of the aisle. You saw it on Republicans with the Trump, and you saw it on Democrats with Bernie Sanders.
Sure. And I feel like it wasn't a vote for Trump as much. You could have put anybody against. It was a vote against the establishment. So it had to be a Washington outsider.
Right.
And that's the play they went for. It worked.
Yeah. They did not want Trump. The Republican establishment did not want Trump.
Well, and that's where it all boils down to is there's division of if we have a differing opinion that we can't get along. I don't know.
The only people you can't get along with are Atlanta Falcons fans.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
That's the only people that are shit.
That's right.
If they wear fucking red and black and have a Falcon, fuck them. When you see them, tell them fuck them. But everybody else, we all get together. We play Denver Day with all their fans. Where everybody walked out as Americans,
right?
And
so we need to get along.
We need to get along. We need to, you know.
And it's okay. It's okay to disagree.
Yeah,
we sit here on this podcast. We disagree about a lot of things about the Saints, but we still go forward, and we're still Saints fans together.
That's right.
And that's all the show we have for you right now. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol podcast. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Dome Patrol PCast. And if you don't listen to us on iTunes, Android, or Google Play, there's the old-fashioned way of listening to our show, Dome Patrol Podcast.
Ed Camp.
Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, over 500 donkeys.
Good night, Who Dat Nation.